Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live. We are here on December 23rd, a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. We are here to service your professional wrestling needs because, as always, we have a lot to get into. Of course, this week, a big Christmas week for people around the globe, and a big week in the world of wrestling. We have a Raw recap coming at you from last night, a short taped show, but, you know, I have no problem watching 90 minutes of wrestling compared to 3 hours on my Monday evening, so I rather enjoyed that show. A big weekend for AEW coming up, as not only will they finish up the rounds of the Continental Classic on a Christmas Eve Dynamite and Christmas Night Collision, but also they have a huge, and I cannot overstate that, pay-per-view coming up, the World's End Show on Saturday, December 27th. Of course, tonight, as always on a Tuesday, Brian Alvarez's favorite show of the wrestling week, NXT, will air on the CW network. We have a full card for that show that we could talk about later, along with lineups for the aforementioned AEW shows. We have a full card for the New Japan Wrestle Kingdom show with the big Hiroshi Tanahashi retirement match against Kazuchika Okada. Some news and notes we can get into, but not too big of a loaded news day here on the show. We'll be joined in the second segment by the illustrious Lance Storm. So thanks for spending your afternoon with us. We will be right back with you.
You need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says, you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? back. If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler with you right now. And I am joined by a special guest, the great one and only Lance Storm. Lance, how you doing?
I'm doing great. And as you can see, I'm about 6 weeks into growing a beard for the first time in my life.
You know, it honestly, when I'm looking at you, it may be one of these rare occurrences where you growing the beard out makes you look younger. Do you feel that way?
I have no idea.
I mean, maybe it's just a different look I'm not used to, but yeah, you look like a spry young man ready to get back in the ring at any moment.
It's probably my escaping Denver hat covering my bald head.
Could be. Luckily, you know, I haven't been afflicted with that. My follicles are still in charge. But we should probably get into some wrestling so we don't get in trouble while Brian's gone on this Tuesday. What do you think?
Sure, although I can't believe he'll actually listen to the show.
I hope not, quite frankly. The first bit of news I'd like to get into was straight from the homepage. And like I said, later on, we'll do a Raw recap in the penultimate segment of the show. Give some rundowns of the upcoming cards for this week as well. But right now, let's get into a little bit of news and notes from the front page of the Wrestling Observer and our man Ian Carey. Of all people, Jerry Lawler has said he still has one more match in him. The 76-year-old was featured in a recent segment on Action News 5 in Memphis, promoting a special edition of Memphis Wrestling titled Christmas with the King, which will air on the channel Thursday, December 25th. The segment mentioned Lawler's recent health challenges. They asked him how he's doing on a scale of 1 to 10, and he made a joke about 6-7. He said, I get up to 7, something happens, I go back to 6. He also revealed during the interview he's now colorblind as a result of his most recent stroke. The segment featured Lawler talking to the crew, talking about some of his artwork, where he noted it all looks black and white to him because now he's colorblind and he can't see in colors. He also addressed a possible return of the ring, saying it's something he still thinks about. I have not put it out of my mind. We have one more match in there somewhere, Lawler said. The 1 hour Memphis Wrestling Christmas with the King special will air on WMC TV 5 beginning at 11 a.m. on Thursday on Christmas. And you can find the full interview with him on the front page linked in the article. Lance, as a youngster, what do you think? What do you think about Jerry Lawler possibly coming back for one more match?
I'm 20 years younger than Jerry, and I have no intentions in coming back for another match. He had a heart attack during a match on Raw, and perhaps if a stroke is rendering you colorblind, perhaps maybe the in-ring days are not the best. If he wants to get back, maybe he could do commentary. He was really good at that, and it's probably a lot safer.
Yeah, right. Like one of the all-time iconic commentators, especially for my generation. You know, we're talking off air about what year I was born, what I have and haven't seen when it comes to pro wrestling from the 80s. But Jerry Lawler was a mainstay of my childhood, for good or bad, in a lot of ways on commentary, but a recognizable voice, one of the all-time great characters in wrestling. And I myself, as a Jerry Lawler fan, as somebody who actually, he was set to be on a Black Label Pro show a few years ago, and without giving too much away, I was also going to be in that match. So I was very much looking forward to that. However, COVID happened. He's had some major serious health issues in that time. And I, for one, as a Jerry Lawler fan, would not like to see Jerry Lawler wrestle again. So
the one upside is that at least Jerry Lawler's style is one that he does not require a lot of speed and athleticism for. He could stand there and throw punches, but probably best left out of the ring would be my opinion.
Yeah, you know, I kind of wanted to get into this a little bit later on because I was going to talk about the Hiroshi Tanahashi retirement match that's upcoming, but I might as well kind of lump it into this as well because Tanahashi is going to wrestle his final match at the Tokyo Dome in front of 50,000 people. And on Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer brought up a great point, which I had not considered, and that this is going to be compared in a lot of ways to the last really, really big retirement match that took place in Japan. And that was the Keiji Muto retirement just 2 years ago, almost. I believe it was either January 4th, 5th, or 6th for Noah in the Tokyo Dome. But he said it's going to be very tough to match that emotionally. And for those of you that don't know why, Keiji Muto, the great Muta, was obviously a fantastic wrestler, one of the biggest names, not only in Japan, but he was a huge name here in the States. He's a WWE Hall of Famer, and he wrestled in that match and lost to Tetsuya Naito. However, what happened after that is much more important because he got on the microphone and he called out a man that he came up with in the New Japan Dojo, a man who was his rival, his teammate. You know, they were intertwined throughout their careers. A man who never had a retirement match of his own, who was on commentary sitting there ringside. And it was one Masahiro Chono. And Keiji Muto called him out. He called him into the ring. Chono had no clue what was going on. He was flabbergasted. He's sitting there speechless. A man known for his charisma was left devoid of it at this moment. And they finally played his music. He got into the ring with a cane and he defeated Keiji Muto right there in front of all those fans at the Tokyo Dome. And in my mind, I mean, I was only born in 1983. I haven't even seen the 37th annual Slammy Awards. I barely know what pile driver the record is. So I have not seen all of the retirement matches in the history of pro wrestling, but I have got to imagine that that is number one.
Yeah, that was a big deal when it happened. Would have been fun to be there for it. It'll be tough to top, but I would imagine, like, Tanahashi was such a big deal for all current New Japan fans. I would think emotionally this thing will be pretty huge.
Yeah. And we can get into the card for that a little bit later on, but that's the kind of retirement match I would like to see Jerry the King Lawler have. You know what I mean? Get called up from the commentary booth, come in, throw a few great punches, punches that are so good, it's a lost art. You do not see a man that can throw fisticuffs like this in the professional wrestling world nowadays. That's the kind of retirement match I want to see. I want to see him get in there, throw some punches, give a pile driver, have somebody kiss his foot, and then they can play his music and he goes away.
Kiss his foot. Good throwback.
Yeah.
I've actually wrestled Jerry Lawler, and not only do his punches look good, they are amazing, and you don't feel a thing. Working him, I wrestled him on numerous house shows. Anytime WWE was in the Memphis territory area, I usually got the call to work with Jerry in tags or singles. And main evented Raw against him once, and him and Jim Ross against William Regal, and I main evented Raw once.
Excuse me?
Yes. In Oklahoma, JR actually won one in Oklahoma when he and Jerry Lawler defeated William Regal and I.
That's more unbelievable that he actually got the win in his hometown during that time frame than being in the match itself.
But yeah, he was the easiest man in the world to wrestle, I'll tell you that.
Another small news note before we go to the next segment here. A former WWE couple is expecting their second child. A little bit of news from Joseph Courier on the main page. Lance, after welcoming their first child in the world earlier this year, former WWE wrestlers Mike Rawless, Madcap Moss, and Tennille Dashwood are expecting once again. So congratulations to those two. You can hear the music. Lance, that was your chance to provide some congratulations as well. But you can do that in the next segment when we come back on Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you. Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm with you today. No Brian Alvarez. We spent a little bit of the last segment talking about the big Hiroshi Tanahashi retirement show. 50,000 people are going to show up in the Tokyo Dome for Wrestle Kingdom this year. And Hiroshi Tanahashi, from the front page of the Wrestling Observer news site, once again by Ian Carey, Tanahashi reflected on his 26 years in the wrestling industry. Translated from after his match where he defeated Kosei Fujita in his final appearance at Korakuen Hall as a wrestler here. He said, "Thanks to all of you for packing Korakuen today. When I think of Korakuen Hall, I can't help but think back to the 2000s. We were doing all that we could to try and fill this place. I clearly remember the first time it was packed, and I'm truly grateful we could finish out 2025 in this way. It went by so fast. 2025, 26 years after my debut. How did it go by so fast? I think it's because I gave everything to it. Today at Korakuen Hall on January 4th in the Tokyo Dome, this proves I was meant to be a pro wrestler. I'm giving it my all until the end." Boy, seems like we've heard that before. "In 2026, New Japan will present the best lineup. The wrestlers and staff will give it our all. Please stick with us. Thank you for all your support in 2025. So much like the heralded and now lambasted retirement of John Cena, Hiroshi Tanahashi is going to give it his all until it's time to go out in just 2 weeks' time, basically. So the full New Japan Wrestle Kingdom show card for Wrestle Kingdom 20 on Sunday, January 4th, 2026. Headlined, of course, by Tanahashi's retirement match against Kazuchika Okada. There will be a winner-take-all match between the current IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, Kinosuke Takeshita, and IWGP Global Heavyweight Champion, Yota Tsuji. The never-openweight champion, Evil, will defend against former Olympic gold medalist in judo, Aaron Wolf. That is may not be a huge name here in the U.S., but I do remember when I was at Totokan, which is probably the best living library of professional wrestling memorabilia on the planet. One of the most expensive items there was an Aaron Wolf worn Olympic judo gi. Almost the same price, maybe even more than an Antonio Inoki worn robe. So Aaron Wolf is a big name to the public over there. There is a number one contenders match for the junior heavyweight title. El Desperado versus Sho versus Kosei Fujita versus Ishimori. A 5-on-5 match between the War Dogs and the Unaffiliated as they take on the United Empire, led by Andrade El Idolo, of all people, who has been revealed as the new backer, the new business backer of the United Empire. I don't know if he got some settlement money out of the WWE in this most recent case that they've been dealing with, but apparently he may have saved up enough that he's now in charge of the United Empire. Another winner-take-all match between IWGP Women's Champion Shuri NJPW Strong Women's Champion Saya Kamatani. Of all the titles, I can't say NJPW Strong, the one I held. And then there's a never open weight six-man tag team championship defense in a Rambo and El Fantasmo defense against Chris Brooks. I feel like I'm Excalibur at the end of a show right there, but a lot coming at you on Wrestle Kingdom 20.
Yeah, I think you mentioned earlier how you're much younger than I am. I find it interesting that my last match at Korakuen was January of 98, and Hiroshi Tanahashi started the year after. So, yeah, I'm old, but worked that building many times, and my last run as a regular wrestler in Japan was January 98.
Well, my last match in Japan also was at Korakuen Hall. That may be the last match I ever have in Japan. So,
yeah, I did a
what a place to go out, though. It is
I did one or two Japanese matches with WWE. 98 was my last for a Japanese company as a regular. But William Regal and I faced the Dudleys on a WWE tour was my last Japanese wrestling match. I wish I had more, actually.
Yeah, you can only get, I don't even know, like, it's less than 2,000 people in a Korakuen Hall for sure, I would imagine. But when that place is packed, it's an atmosphere unlike any other. It really is the combat sports capital of Japan. If you watch, like I do, a lot of MMA shows, boxing shows, pro wrestling shows from all levels, from, you know, small independent companies to big name stars, they all still fight in Korakuen Hall even to this day.
Yeah, I main evented Korakuen Hall once. Maybe my favorite match from Japan. Tenryu was supposed to main event against a New Japan guy. I don't remember who it was, but he was hurt.
This is in war, I imagine?
In war. So, yeah, instead of doing a single with Tenryu, they moved his match to a tag. And since Yasu and I were challenging Liger and Samurai for the junior tag titles, Tenryu moved himself down the card, put us as the main event, and Yasu and I defeated Liger and Samurai to become the two-time War IJ Tag Champs. My favorite match I had in Japan.
You got a video on that one? Is that one up on the old YouTube?
Video of it exists. I have a copy of it. I don't know if it's online or not, but it does exist.
That sounds like something I'd be interested in checking out, along with that Jim Duggan. And who do you say Jim Duggan brawled with at the Slammies in 1987?
Harley Race. The 37th annual Slammy Awards. I have not seen footage of the first 35 years or 36 years of it.
Yesterday I watched the Antonio Inoki versus Roland Bach matchup, the Stuttgart Massacre. So I've got a long list of old school pro wrestling that I'd still love to catch up on. And I got more to add now that I'm talking to you on this show. So yeah. Maybe next time I need to stay away from hosting the show with you for my own free time's sake.
Well, if the 37th annual Slammies were in 1987, I guess apparently they were around in the 50s, if someone can find some footage of the non-existent events.
I mean, they're finding footage of George Hackenschmidt nowadays, so maybe they can find the first 36.
I can't imagine Vince Sr. ran a lot of Slammy Awards.
Maybe they'll put it up on the WWE Vault. Maybe they'll throw it up on the CW Network. Maybe as a special after NXT one night on a Tuesday. I don't think they're going to do that this week, however. But here on Christmas week, what a gift for Brian Alvarez. Another edition of NXT. This time headlined by the Women's United States Championship, where Chelsea Green will defend against Sol Ruka. Last week, Ava just made this title match. And I wondered, does she have the authority to do that? Does she clear this with Nick Aldis first? Maybe she did, because Nick Aldis doesn't like Chelsea, but why not just put Cody Rhodes in the Iron Survivor if you can make anybody defend their titles on your show? You know what I mean? Hey, CM Punk, you're gonna defend in the opening match against one of these Dark State nerds.
The butt guy versus CM Punk.
Oh, Lance, I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but Brian and I have a new dream match.
Booking four genius.
On four, Psycho Circus. Whoever came up with this idea on YouTube, they are a genius. Psycho Circus versus Dark State. Please. That's all I'm asking. One year for Christmas, I asked for four discs of Doink, and I woke up, and by golly, my man IVP Videos sent me four discs of Doink. This year, All I ask for is in 2026, Psycho Circus versus Dark State in a Carnival of Carnage match, please.
Come on, Ava. If you can book Chelsea Green in a U.S. title match, you can book Psycho Circus versus Dark State.
Unfortunately, you're not going to get that. The rest of NXT tonight, Lola Vice versus Izzy Dame, a mixed tag match where Shiloh Hill and Skylar Ray, the winners of LFG Season 2, will take on the, I'm going to screw this up, TNA International Champion, Channing Stacks Lorenzo. Oh, yeah. And Ariana Grace. And in the Men's Speed Number 1 Contenders Tournament, we will have Tavion Heights against Eli Knight and Andre Chase against Lexus King. The winner, of course, will face current champion Jasper Troy. And we have Dynamite, Collision, and World's End coming at us this week from AEW. Earlier start time for Dynamite on Wednesday and a later start time for Collision on Thursday. On Wednesday, we have Ricochet versus Bandido for the Dynamite Diamond Ring. Pac versus Jack Perry in the Continental Classic. Takeshita versus Orange Cassidy in the Classic. Roderick Strong versus Mascara Dorada in the Classic. And Mina Shirakawa versus Marina Shafir, along with MJF in action. On Collision the next night at 9 p.m. Eastern, so a later start time. The Babes of Wrath versus Hyann and Maya World. Then we have the final Continental Classic matches. Jack Perry versus Kyle Fletcher. Pac versus Kevin Knight. Speedball Mike Bailey versus Okada. Takeshita versus Mascara Dorada. Claudio Castagnoli versus Roderick Strong. Jon Moxley versus Orange Cassidy. And all of that will lead into the big AEW World's End show this weekend. But this segment is ending now. And we'll be back with you in a minute.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back here in the penultimate segment of the show with Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm today. As we went to break, I was doing my best Excalibur impression, running down the upcoming cards for AEW this weekend for the Continental Classic, the final matches of the league portion, which I have thoroughly enjoyed this tournament. I don't know how much of it you've gotten to catch, Lance. A lot of it takes place on Collision over the weekend. But there have been some tremendous performances and some really, really good matches. Not everything has been a total hit. Some of the matches, you know, you get babyface versus babyface and the crowd is, while they're into it, they're not especially heated. But I think going into the final weekend, we're going to get, from what I've heard from the results of the tapings and reports from the tapings, is a spectacular final 2 days of league action. Heading into AEW World's End on Saturday, this show will take place at 7 p.m. and it will feature not only the semifinals of the Continental Classic as the winner of the Gold League takes on the runner-up of the Blue League and vice versa. The winners will then meet in the finals. We will then have the tag team titles defended as FTR defends against the Bang Bang Gang, who they've been feuding with for the better part of a month. The Bang Bang Gang defeated them clean before FTR, right before FTR won the titles off of Brodito, I believe. FTR got that win back, although it was controversial, and they will settle it at World's End. The Babes of Wrath will defend against Mercedes Moné and Athena, the newly crowned AEW Women's World Champions, the Babes of Wrath, I should say. And then we will have Chris Statlander defend the AEW Women's World Championship against Jamie Hayter. And in a four-way match for the men's world title, Samoa Joe will take on Swerve Strickland, Hangman Page, and the man who cashed in his contract for a title shot last week into this four-way. That is MJF. So you'll watch that Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern. These big AEW shows usually deliver pretty darn good action. So if that's what you're looking for, tune in. Also, Thursday night, Impact will have a show. Lance, would you like to tell the people what they can expect on that?
Yeah, it's our Christmas special. We've got year-end awards that will be given out. There are some highlight matches throughout the year, and I believe one new original match. I don't remember who was in it, but I did produce it. There is a Christmas-themed match that we tape that has not aired yet. So there is new content, and they're giving out the year-end awards. So if you're hanging out Christmas and you're a little bit tired of your family, find a room and check out Impact Wrestling.
Who could ever be tired of their family on Christmas?
Depends on how you get along with your in-laws.
So we have a full Raw recap, although the whole show is really only 90 minutes is about what I had. I had an hour and 33 minutes on my Netflix runtime. Brian last night said he had an hour and 23 minutes. Dave somehow had an hour and 37 or 36 minutes. So I'm not quite sure if everybody's on the same page. But from my end, it was an hour and 33 minute show. And I know this because I moved the little ball back and forth multiple times just to make sure that I wasn't missing something. I'm like, am I joining this live? Is this really 2 hours and 13 minutes of wrestling I'm watching? But no, it was a very succinct tape show that was essentially 90 minutes. And I just could not believe my eyes.
Yeah, I never check runtime. I was just amazed at how quickly and how much I enjoyed the show. They just moved along. And it goes back to, again, when I was a kid, they used to say 90 minutes was the perfect length for a wrestling show. And I really enjoyed that 90-minute length wrestling show.
Yeah. So the show itself opened with a video recap of Austin Theory trying to join the Vision after stomping Rey Mysterio and then unmasking in the crowd last week. Then we have the customary Raw opener as many of the stars arrive in their street clothes with their luggage before the Vision walked in backstage. And Austin Theory is just standing there. He's hanging out. Heyman says, "What the hell you doing?" Theory then, in one of the most cardboard manners possible, said he wanted his actions to be felt before his face was seen. He's made some bad decisions, but he saw the Vision and he has been inspired to take what he wants. He said he wants to take the opportunity and help the Vision in tonight's main event. Heyman's like, he probably gave a similar reaction to what I would have said. I would be like, that's interesting. And then he left.
I'm just glad that we actually got an explanation that made sense. There's been so many people that come out masked and then unmask, and I'm like, what was the point of putting a mask on if you're just going to unmask? He actually explained it, basically said that, you know, making my interpretation of it, too many people had an assumption of who I was, and I wanted them to see the new me before they attached my name to it to give them a chance to change their minds. So it made sense why he would wear a mask and why he unmasked when he did. So I was happy for a logical explanation.
That is true, but it also made me think about what a scrub the old Austin Theory was.
Well,
you know what I mean?
But if he had just showed up that first day as Austin Theory in his regular gear, you'd have thought that anyway.
The commentators are also, at one point, I don't know if it was in the match or here, but they're like, he was in a nothing happening tag team. And I'm like, they won the tag titles at WrestleMania one year. They're nothing happening? Way to bury your own tag division. Come on.
Poor Grayson Waller.
Oh, my God. So they had Rhea Ripley take on Asuka in the opener, which ruled. This match, I don't know how long it was, but it was probably 20 minutes or so.
It was great up until the finish.
Oh, God. I'll get into that. So before the match, Rhea Ripley urged Io Sky to stay backstage since Rhea cannot protect poor Io Sky, who was not medically cleared. So during the match, Rhea dropkicked Asuka immediately, laid into her with fists. A distraction by Kairi allowed Asuka to land a hip attack, toss her into the barricade. She had control for a while. Like I said, this match went on for a long time. So they went for submissions. Asuka reversed it into a German suplex, hit a sliding kick, almost got the win. Asuka went for the Asuka lock, but Rhea rolled her out of it. Asuka followed her in the corner. She got stuffed into the corner, hit with a kick to the face, dropped on her face from an electric chair slam for another two count. Crowd chanting, "This is awesome." I concur. Yeah, I agree. Rhea went for the razor's edge. Sometimes I do not agree. In this case, I wholeheartedly agree. This was awesome. And it got better as it went on, up until a certain point, as you mentioned. Rhea went for the razor's edge. Asuka rolled through it. They ended up in the apron. Asuka gave her a German suplex on the apron. But she got caught coming off the top rope with a kick by Rhea. Rhea cannonballed onto her off the apron to the floor. When we came back from commercial again, Kairi interfered. She pulled Rhea off the apron behind the ref's back. Then Io Sky ran down to help Rhea Ripley. She ducked a strike by Kairi. She landed a Shote palm strike of her own, taken from the aforementioned who Lance defeated, Jushin Thunder Liger. Kairi then swept Io's legs as she was on the apron, and Asuka rolled up Rhea and pinned her. So, you said the finish sucked.
Yes.
It's not the worst in the annals of usual WWE finishes, but the thing I was most angry about was on SmackDown. Did you watch SmackDown, Lance?
No, sir.
Okay. The Kabuki Warriors wrestled Lash Legend and Nia Jax, and they got squashed. Nia and Lash squashed the tag team champions. Made them look like bums. And then Charlotte and Alexa Bliss ran down and ran them off and held the titles high as the Kabuki Warriors laid there like
dead.
Like the nobodies, basically. So after being total babyface geeks on SmackDown, who got squashed by Nia and Lash, who aren't here on this show, The tag team champs were back to being a devious heel team who Asuka defeated the strongest woman on the roster.
Yeah, I just didn't like that. I thought they made Io look stupid. It's like she ran down and hit Kairi and then jumps up on the apron to yell and scream and ignore the woman she just hit so that the woman she just hit can trip her and wipe her out. And the fact that she's not medically cleared, it's like she took the woman's finish. People take the insane elbow all the time. Why is this woman crippled from just taking the insane elbow? Like, I don't understand the logic behind it. And Io hitting her and then turning her back on her until she came back and beat her up, leading to Rhea losing. I just thought it made Io look dumb.
Bronson and Braun Breaker were less than thrilled about Austin Theory trying to get in the Vision. Heyman asked them where they were 18 months ago. I'd have to go back and look. I tried earlier, but my Meta sunglasses didn't give me the information I wanted. But I think they were both in better spots than Austin Theory currently was. So I don't know what his point was. He says he's got a vision for Theory. If Theory doesn't carry out their vision, make sure he's carried out of the WWE tonight. It'll be Reed and Theory against CM Punk and Rey Mysterio. Becky Lynch came down. She did an interview in her best Donald Trump impression, although her name not redacted from any documents. She badmouthed Maxine Dupree. She was saying she has very high friends in high places, very important people. They say she's the best in the world. She's the greatest ever. Maxine came down, took offense to that. She said, you might be the greatest ever, but right now you look like somebody whose best years are behind him. Becky slapped her, held the title over. Maxine grabbed an ankle lock, and Becky tapped out in the middle of the ring. This is ahead of a title challenge for Becky Lynch.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with Shooter. I don't know if I can say bad A word or not, but kick butt Shooter Maxine is just bit of a stretch for me.
I've been banned from saying Jamaican street words, so yeah, better not drop that one.
But it's just too big of a stretch and a change in character for me. And again, there's nothing against the woman herself. I just, Maxine went from being comedy person who couldn't do the worm to now she's an MMA shooter, which just, I need more transition for that.
Trainer with Natty's not enough?
Well, I'd need to see a longer transition and a little bit more update. And her bragging about the multiple times she beat Becky when many of them were flukes and undeserving wins by DQ and countout. I don't get my babyface bragging about wins that weren't really warranted.
Well, one man that can brag about a win that was warranted was Javon Evans. For once, got the big win over Rayo Americano here. I enjoyed this match, although the Americanos continually got involved. At the end, Evans hit the red dot kick. Went for a cutter. Rayo punched him in the back of the head. He went to the top and missed a moonsault. Javon landed his own cutter and got the win. He then took off. He didn't get beat up after the match. And it seems like he's making his way up to the main roster sooner than later.
Yeah, they declared he's a free agent and could sign with Raw or SmackDown, which supports the theory I had a month ago when Brian was complaining, as he usually does, saying like maybe NXT isn't investing in him because he's not long for the NXT world. And I'd be more than happy to see this man on the main roster making money and having fun matches.
And we will get into the rest of the Monday Night Raw recap in the final segment of the show. Coming back at you, Wrestling Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back here in the final segment of the show with Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm. And we'll hijack this last segment talking about Raw, kind of like Nikki Bella did, hijacking the show, cutting a heel promo. We then had Bayley take on Roxanne Perez. The story of this match was constant interference on the hands of the Judgment Day, which led to Bayley getting slapped in the face by Lyra, which, you know, sent her nuclear, and she destroyed Roxanne Perez, won the match. And then in the main event, indeed, Austin Theory proved his worth as he defeated Rey Mysterio in this tag match with CM Punk and Bronson Reed. Accompanying them on their respective sides. He defeated Rey Mysterio, put him away with Seth Rollins' very own stomp. And it seems we have a new member of the Vision.
Yeah, and a good build to Braun and CM Punk for the world title with the post-match. So I thought it was an effective main event segment.
Like I said leading into the show, anytime I get 90 minutes of Raw, and I can watch a truncated show instead of having to spend 3 hours of my night watching wrestling, I'll always take that. You know what I mean? 90 minutes, as we've said, is a perfect time for a wrestling show. And 60 minutes appears to be the perfect time for a wrestling radio show. So thanks for spending your time here today with us, Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm. Lance, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And somebody will be back with you tomorrow for the next edition of Wrestling Observer Live. Peace. We're out of here.